This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Well, hello and welcome to another glorious edition of the Rated R Safety Show. Today is Tuesday, May the 26th of 2020, day 147th of the year, and only 219 days more to go. So what were you able to do yesterday? Did you do anything exciting? I know it's kind of a weird question to ask, and some people are going, well, it's not really a three-day weekend if you're consider that you've been in lockdown for God knows how long. So, I mean, I don't know. That's something to look at. So I'm going to tell you right off the start, because we're going to have to start it off a little bit different today, because apparently we got a little bit too excited. So first off, let me say that you are listening to us today on safetyfm.com. Safety.fm is another option. We are also live streaming on the different streamers out there, but we are also available on safetyfm.live. So that's something that's available, just so you are aware. So as we are doing this, matter of fact, we're not going to start here. I'm going to go down my normal chain here, my normal path as we go through this. Anyways, today we are celebrating our 2-year anniversary, even though it was a little bit earlier in the month, but don't tell anyone that, of being able to bring this podcast and broadcast to you via Safety FM. So that's been the interesting part so far. And I was taking a look around and really doing some of the different aspects and the different things, and came to the realization that it's been, if we're saying realistically, it's been a little over 2 years. It's probably like 2 years and 3 weeks, something like that. Yeah, it's like 2 years, 3 weeks, and a few days. But we wanted to take the time and celebrate it. I didn't think that it was the right thing to do at celebrate at the very beginning of when we found out, because I thought that would be a little bit awkward. So that's pretty interesting. And we looked at it and we're taking a look at the different sequences and said, wow, we have a lot of shows that we've done. And we decided to do, we'll say, a retrospective show today on the Jay Allen Show. So if you do get a chance, take a listen to that. But let's not sit here and plug my own stuff, because I always think that's a little bit awkward. But let's get you started with some feature story news, because, you know, that's really kind of part of why you're here. So let's get that started.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. For the first time in 2 months, the New York Stock Exchange has opened its doors to traders. It's operating at 25% capacity, but Governor Andrew Cuomo says the reopening is an important step in the state's recovery from coronavirus. From FSN's Bureau in New York, William Denzelow reports.
The New York Stock Exchange closed its doors on March 23rd following a number of positive COVID-19 cases. But as the infection rate drops in the state, the New York Stock Exchange has reopened, but at 25% capacity, meaning that only 80 traders are currently allowed in. Temperature checks are required, and people that used public transportation will be barred entry. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo rang the opening bell to begin the trading day.
And trading was brisk on Wall Street on Tuesday morning, with traders reacting very positively to news of broader economic reopenings in the US and Europe. The FBI is to investigate the death of a 40-year-old man in Minneapolis over the weekend. Videotape filmed by passersby shows the man, who was black, complaining that he cannot breathe when a white police officer puts his knee on the man's neck for several minutes. Russia's postponed Victory Day parade will go ahead in June despite the coronavirus outbreak. The military parade to mark 75 years since the defeat of Nazi Germany was originally planned for May the 9th. From FSN's Moscow Bureau, Lucy Taylor reports.
May the 9th is one of the most important national holidays in Russia. But celebrations couldn't go ahead this year because of the risk of spreading coronavirus. President Vladimir Putin says they will now go ahead just 6 weeks later, on June the 24th. He ordered his defence minister to begin preparations for a military parade in Red Square. He said risks to participants should be minimised or eliminated where possible. But Russia is still reporting more than 8,000 new cases of coronavirus a day.
A British government minister has become the first to resign over Dominic Cummings' controversial trip to County Durham during the coronavirus lockdown. Douglas Ross, the Under Secretary of State for Scotland, says Prime Minister Boris Johnson's chief adviser did not interpret government guidance in the same way as the vast majority of people. And in Japan, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe made a big announcement earlier today.
Today, the government will lift the state of emergency across the nation. We've set some of the most strict criteria in the world to lift a declaration, and we concluded that prefectures across the country have met that standard.
His comments, translated there by NHK, the Japanese Prime Minister praised his countrymen for proving what he called the strength of the Japan model by observing the government's guidelines over the last several weeks. From Puros Worldwide, this is FSN.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Well, so that's some interesting news from around about in the world. Well, as we have discovered right away, nobody really won the lottery over the weekend. So you know that when we get to that segment, we're going to be talking about some people that did not win if you play that kind of stuff. So anywho, so going back to what I was asking before. Did you do anything this weekend? I will tell you that I actually went outside. Not that I went outside, but I went outside, and on the way between work and studio, I decided to stop at a restaurant just to give it a try. And there was nobody in there. It was the weirdest thing. I think I might have been one of maybe 15 people there. And this place normally holds 300-400 people easily. I was really amazed. I mean, there was more people waiting outside, and I'm talking about in their cars to do the curbside pickup, which there's nothing wrong with that, opposed to actually going in. And, you know, it's whatever it is. I mean, you have to do whatever you think that's going to be best suited for you. I'm not going to say any otherwise. But anyways, that's part of something that was going on. I kind of figured that that would be interesting to discuss today. But anyways, let's take you to the very top of the hit list and go about some of that information. The daily number of passenger screening at U.S. airport by Transportation Security Administration is aggressively ticking upward. Well, that's good news to hear. On April the 22nd, less than 100,000 passengers went through the security process. On May 22nd, are you ready for this? Which was Friday. That number near... was so close to 350,000 people. Much different what that month makes. With more states opening ahead of the holiday weekend, more people had more places they wanted to go to and people they wanted to see, apparently. So that's good. I mean, it's good to see that some of these things are actually opening up and some of these things are actually changing, because we had some concerns about that on what was going to happen. Now, of course, a lot of the places are still enforcing mask usage, and, you know, that's still up for debate. Some people are saying that could be a political thing on how you want to do the whole mask thing. It's entirely up to you on how you want to take a look at that, so I'll leave it there on that perspective. I also heard a great quote a few days ago. Some guy was talking that if I could give somebody a peace of mind by me wearing a mask, even though in his perspective, he didn't believe that it did anything, and that was his perspective. He said that he would rather do that just to make somebody else feel at ease, even though it was not really putting him in any kind of significant danger by doing so. So I don't know. That's something to look at if that's something that you're interested in doing, of course. I'm not going to say anything else on that particular matter. Anyways, let's continue down the path here as we go through this over and over and over. Okay, tomorrow NASA is slated to send two astronauts into space using a private rocket for the first time. SpaceX Dragon capsule will blast off on a Falcon 9 rocket if weather and systems cooperate. On board will be Bob and Doug. They are the first astronauts to go into space from the Kennedy Space Center since, you ready for this? 2011. The astronauts are headed to the International Space Station. A successful mission will be good news for a regular return to space flight. So that's something to think about. I think that that's happening around 4:30 tomorrow, Eastern Standard Time. So that will be interesting to see how that actually goes about. And who knows? That's something that we'll just have to take a look at as it moves forward. I don't know. I never know really what time things are going on.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Always with the potty humor around here. An unnamed 52-year-old climber was rescued on Sunday in Utah after losing his grips and hitting his head and falling unconscious. Yeah, you heard me correctly. The climber awoke in a daze and started calling for help. Those nearby all alerted authorities, who took 5 hours to get to him. The man said that he had no idea how long he was knocked out. Woo, that's a dangerous sport. Dangerous sport. Don't get me wrong. You need to do what you think is good for you. And climbing is one of those things that, I don't know, it's just one of those things that there seems to be such an element of danger when it comes to it. So, and especially then doing it by yourself. I mean, that's something else. Whatever. You can do whatever you want. I never know. I just talk about it. I really do. I just talk about it. Anyways, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo admits that the attempt to protect cases, deaths, and hospitalizations by so-called experts failed. When pressed by reporters about when New York can expect a wider opening procedure, he refused to speculate, saying that I'm out of the business because we are all failed at that business. All the national experts, he said, adding, they were all wrong. Now, I don't know. I have not seen that. That was news that we found. I haven't seen the video, but who knows? There's so much stuff that happens. So much stuff that people say. So much craziness. So much different aspects here. I never know. Anyways, in Kenya, the last two northern white rhinos in the world roam free. In recent years, researchers have been scrambling to get them pregnant via in vitro fertilization. That becomes increasingly hard during global lockdown. Three embryos had been created by January, but now the project is on hold. The next step requires recovering eggs from rhinos for further experimentation, and travel restrictions for many scientists based out of Czech Republic, Italy, Germany are making that a little bit difficult. So I don't know. I don't know. So anyways, what do you got going on? How are you seeing the new areas? How are you seeing the areas where you're at? Like, I will tell you right now, I believe that it is next week that Universal Studios will be opening here in Orlando. I believe it's June the 5th, if I remember. I think we talked about it, but I don't recall. I talk a lot. June the 5th is the day they're going to do a soft open. They're going to open it to select people during the soft open. I don't know if that means that you have to be part of the groups, the teams that have like the passes, or how that's actually going to work out. So something to think about there. German-based airline Lufthansa will get a 9 billion euro bailout by the German government. That's about $9.8 billion. The state will take one-fifth stake in the airline in exchange for the money. So more bailouts continue to occur, as we knew that this was going to actually happen. So something to think about as we do move forward. So anyways, let's continue. Beachside tourists in Ibiza, Spain are bracing for the plague of the Asian tiger mosquitoes. Man, I swear there's more mosquito plagues that we keep on hearing about that I have no clue what the hell's going on here.
Duh.
Okay, so they're up four times bigger than the usual and are believed to be breeding at the untreated swimming pools. Spain's lockdown rules have meant vacation homes have been unvisited and their pools left to just sit there, you know, for nothing. With nothing going on, Asian tiger mosquitoes are known to be able to bite through clothing, fabric, spread, yellow fever. Spain health departments are encouraging pool owners to clean up properly. So that's something to think about right away as my microphone escapes me. But think about it as we continue to talk about these different things that are, you know, the side effects of what we're seeing of what has occurred so far to this point. So something to think about. How are you guys handling this? How do you have a pool at your home, or do you have an establishment? Or are you at a location that might actually cater to pool? And people will go, I work at a factory. Why would I have a pool? Well, not everybody works at a factory. Not everybody works at different places. You know, we have so many different kind of listeners. I never know what exactly to tag and to reference in particular, because it's so different. So many different things to protect, to actually talk about, that we can cover quite a few things as we go through it. Anyways, 2/3 of Americans working remotely say that they can't remember the last time they wore pants. What? The last time they wore pants? Another 80% say that they routinely wear underwear, pajamas, comfortable clothes while logging office hours, and 70% say they prefer working at home over commuting to the office. How are you working? Are you working in your underwear? Are you hanging out and not doing much there in that particular regards? I only ask because I'm curious. I only ask because who knows? I mean, wear whatever you want, of course. But I look at it and go, wow, that's a little bit different. Something for sure to look at, something for sure to consider. I mean, I don't know. Whatever works best in your world. Anyways, let's continue. Twitter plans to crack down on COVID-19 misinformation isn't going great. And its first initiative was against the theory of the 5G cell towers were the cause of the infection. But in many instances, Twitter algorithm flagged posts that disputed the very notion. Twitter tells tech blog CNET its automated systems are new and will improve over time. Oh, my God.
Listen to our host of the Rated R Safety Show. Self-implode on our airwaves only on Safety FM.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Sorry, sometimes I have to stop laughing in the middle of reading some of this stuff. Anyways, New Zealand's Prime Minister has plenty to hang her hat on. A swift and aggressive lockdown essentially eradicated COVID-19 there earlier this month. And now the notable cool Jacinda is staring down Mother Nature. Video of her doing a remote live TV interview from her country's parliament building shows her keeping her cool as earthquakes rattles the set. We're just having a bit of an earthquake here. We're fine. She says amid a 5.8 quake. A 5.8 quake. She said, we are just having an earthquake here. So anyways, let's talk real quick before I get too far down the path. And I want to tell you about something that we're doing here at the Rated R Safety Show and at Safety FM across the board. If you are on an exclusive mailing list, you just got this right now at our noon hour. If you're not on the exclusive mailing list, I am letting you know ahead of time that what we're going to be announcing it on social media posts via the network. But we have decided to go looking for the next. Let me see if I can find it over here on the handy-dandy computer, because that's the other part, trying to find some of this stuff. But anyways, we're going to be running a contest here at Safety FM. That we'll be looking for the next big safety podcast. So what is that? What is the next big safety podcast? The next big safety podcast will be related to that we are looking for the next big safety podcast. So that's exactly it. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/contest and we'll cover some of the information right there. What we are looking to do is actually have you on the podcast network, the radio station, and do some different things with some show. So we are looking for some people that are interested in doing podcasting. This will be a contest that starts today, and we'll be actually running it until the 15th of June. This way we have several people that can enter into the contest. And the giveaway will be 1 year podcasting network, 1 year on the broadcasting network. So that will be something that will be available to you, something that you'll be able to do if you're interested in doing so. So that's something available right away, and we will run that, and I believe we're going to be awarding it on June the 20th. So right now, go to safetyfm.com/contest. All the information's there, and we'll get that rolling and bowling. And some good information on what could be taking place on that particular contest. Anyways, let me give you the disclaimer, because you never know.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R, Safety Show.
This is Figer's Law.
Here we go again. The Republicans are standing firm against raising the minimum wage. They say $15 an hour is too much to pay anybody. And that's not all. They say if you believe in paying a decent minimum wage, then you're a socialist. They say if you believe in eliminating the fear of going broke because of healthcare costs, you're Bernie Sanders. How come it's always the wealthiest among us who are against paying a decent wage or providing adequate healthcare insurance? A living wage and adequate healthcare insurance are so basic to a civilized society that it's incredible that we're the only country in the Western world that doesn't provide for them. Remember, if you don't stand for something, you end up standing for nothing.
This is Figer's Law.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Hey, I just play it, and, you know, we just kind of go from there from time to time, so don't get angry at me. I'm just sharing the information that I'm told to share around here, and that's the way that it works. Anyways, let's get you into the main story before we start getting into some of this other mess that I have over here. So main story coming up. And unfortunately, the main story, well, if anything, I will have to tell you.
Duh.
It's some sad news. Some sad news going on today that I get to share with you. You want to know something? I love how my buttons off of this thing sometimes vanish. I have them pre-programmed and they just vanish out of the blue. Isn't that quite intriguing? It's like, where did the button go? Anyway, so let me just tell you, because it'll be so much easier. I don't have to give you the button intro as we talk about this. So if you are a follower on some different things that go on inside of our safety world, I want to share this with you. So there was a conference that was supposed to be taking place via the VPP. I'm going to mess it up because I always mess it up. It's the VPPPA. Safety conference. It was supposed to be scheduled for August the 25th through the 27th of 2020 at the Orlando World Center at the Marriott here in good old Orlando, Florida, as you can imagine. Well, the health and safety of our Safety Plus attendees is our utmost importance to us. After weighing in on every option, the VPPPA has made the difficult decision to cancel the 2020 Safety Plus Emporium in Orlando, Florida, that was scheduled for August the 25th through the 27th. If you have already made travel arrangements, we suggest that you contact those companies directly. Well, while we are disappointed to cancel the safety event this year, we are already looking forward to our 2021 Safety Plus Emporium in Nashville, Tennessee. That will be scheduled between August the 31st through September the 2nd. We are using this extra time to ensure an even better, more innovative event in 2021 when we will be partnering with the VPPPA Region 4. We hope to see you there. So they have decided, the VPPPA, as we have already discussed, to cancel their event and not try to change it to something else at the last moment. It is not going to be a webinar. It's not going to be something pre-recorded that they're going to release to their general segment and general public. Unfortunate to hear. I was looking forward to the event. I will have to tell you, with a couple events coming here to Orlando, I was looking forward to them, both of them being canceled. Or, excuse me, one canceled and the other swapped into a high-dollar webinar. because that's what it is. As you can see, some people already online have been posting that they've already been doing their recordings for their webinar. So that's something to take a look at if you're interested in that.
Duh.
Also, this one being canceled and now the other stuff being moved. So we're going to see on when some of these things will start becoming the norm again. When will we will start having these conferences come about and say, okay, cool, the conference is here, let's do it. I don't know how long that's going to be. And I'm starting to get concerned when it comes to that. But then again, we need to get back into general public as things smooth over. But what are we looking at for it to be normal? Like, when are you going to be able to go to a conference? I'm not saying we need to do one today. That's for sure. Not the case here.
Duh.
But we need to take a look at it and go, okay, cool. What happens next? How do we move forward? Anyways, let me get off that soapbox because I can be on it for quite a while. Anyways, as I already discussed, let me say it one more time. No winner for Friday night's Mega Million drawing. Tonight's drawing will be for $313 million jackpot or $249.8 million cash payout. No winner for Saturday night's Powerball drawing either. Wednesday's night drawing will be for $114 million jackpot or $91.6 million cash payout. So if you're into either one, good luck with that. Hopefully it works out in the way that you're looking for. Anyways, let's continue. I know that we've been covering lately some stories related to celebrity news and all that kind of fun stuff. I don't know. Do you like that? Some people do. I have some people tell me that that's what I need to do. Have some discussions about that. I look at it and I go, it's okay. I mean, I don't find it as being the most exciting thing on the planet. But hey, everybody, you know, likes their own thing. So if you want to go down that path one more time, we can do it one more time. Let's see. Let's see what breaking news has occurred. Let's see. Elon Musk and Grimes had to rename their child after the name that they had actually used because California law only allows it to be used as letters that are in the alphabet. So they had to change it to what does it look like? So formerly it was, oh my God, I can't even say it. It's like now it's XAEA-XII. So they had to take the number 12 out of it. So something to think about. I don't know. Hope that's important to you. Anyways, what's going on in your world right now? I keep on looking at a whole bunch of different things and I keep on looking at a lot of information lately related to PPE. What are you seeing out there? A lot of people are feeling that some of the quality of the new PPE that people are able to get a hold of is not as good as some of the older stuff. I don't know. What are you seeing? I bring this up because I'm seeing a lot of information in there about it. Number one, so what are you thinking about it? And number two, what happens next if you're starting to see that the quality is not that great? Just a talking point, not trying to piss anybody off. I get sponsored by a manufacturer that does XPPE, and they're the best. I don't know. Are they? Are they the best?
Are they the best PPE provider?
I don't know. You have to do whatever you think that's best. I always take a look at it when I get to interact with people out in the field. I always ask about comfort-related issues because I think that that's important. I think that that's a conversation piece that needs to be had, opposed to it just being information of, hey, whatever, and just use whatever we got. So it's just a conversation to be had there. Something to think about as we go through it. Anyways, let's talk about the days of the year that you can celebrate today if you're intrigued on doing that today, of course. These might be a little bit more interesting because they're so limited today. National Blueberry Cheesecake Day and National Paper Airplane Day. Let me tell you about a couple things that are coming up right across the board here. So tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern time, the X Factor of Safety will be taking over Safety FM, the radio station aspect. So you're more than welcome to come out to the radio station at safetyfm.com, or you can come to safetyfm.live. We're also available as a couple different apps that are available via the Google Store. We also have one in the Apple Store, and we also have one in the Alexa Skill. So those are some options that are available right away there for you if you want to take a listen. And Pedro and the X Factor of Safety will be taking over from 7 p.m. Eastern time all the way through midnight tomorrow. And then on Monday, as we have discussed all of last week, I'm going to reference it once again. 11 a.m. Eastern time, we're going to be doing an event with the hop nerd himself. I think it's called Keeping Safety Entertaining, and every time I'm going to say it, I tend to forget the stupid name. I don't know why I forget it. Anyway, so that will be taking place at 11 a.m. Eastern time here on Safety FM. You can also sign up via webinar at the Hop University if you want to do it that way. Or you can take a look at the different streamers that we have here. We'll also be running it on safetyfm.com. The question has come up, or I have made the reference better saying, of if it does go over past an hour, it will go into this show. And what we'll do is once we're done there, we will drop from there and go directly into the Rated R Safety Show directly. Don't worry, no co-hosting on the Rated R Safety Show. It's just me. It's just me or a special guest host is normally the way that it actually works there, just in case if that was any of the concern. So that's about a couple things that we got going on right now. Then the other portion that I want to make sure that we reference one more time is the contest. Go to the contest at safetyfm.com. So at safetyfm.com/contest, enter in. I think that this will be something pretty interesting that might end up coming out of it. And you will actually be able to be on a network of some established safety podcast or safety shows, however you want to take a look at it, if you're interested in doing so. Not so much sarcasm today. I don't know what happened. Maybe I had so much sarcasm that was actually built up that I didn't have that much today. What is going on? Oh my God, I don't know what to do with myself. So besides that, that's pretty much about it for today. If you take a listen, here's what we're going to do. We will have another portion of the safety. Matter of fact, before I tell you that, I'm losing my mind today. We did something kind of strange over the weekend. Because it was a long weekend and we didn't show up yesterday, we had decided of actually running all of the shows via the streamer as a replay. Yeah, I said replay. Via a replay. And there was some interaction there that I thought was pretty interesting because some people started talking directly to the chat box, even though it did state that it was not live. Is that something you're interested in? Because you know that on most of these streamers, you do have the option of just clicking on the video and you can just watch it and you don't have to do the live one. Or did you like the whole aspect that it gave you the announcement that we were on the verge of re-coming on and then you could do it that way? I don't know. So something to think about always. Anyways, the other portion before I forget, we will be doing some different things here at Safety FM. We're going to start focusing a little bit more on doing a lot of these live things. We have the podcast, which I think there's always a great versionality of you can hear of what happened afterwards. But we want to make it more of a live aspect now and more interaction. Now, everything won't have video. Let's just be realistic. Sometimes we interact with people that we do not have video with. It just doesn't happen. I know this world now, we all mostly have video, but what will end up taking place is that we'll do this now and then we'll have the information related to the different things here, the different things via live format, not podcast. And then before I forget, over the weekend I was on social media and I made a post related to cyberbullying. Over the weekend, an acquaintance of mine decided to end their life. And it was mostly related to some bullying that she had received on social media. I struggled for a moment in regards of talking about it and even making the post itself. But I think that sometimes we forget that the mediums that we use to communicate with people and the shots and the posts and the passive aggressive things that we can do, we tend to forget on how it can affect others. And I want to make sure that as we have this discussion, we understand that these things that are provided to us, we have to use with some level of responsibility. If you are mad and you think you need to do something, and you need to reply back, take a breath. Take a moment before you decide to give that answer. Treat people with respect. Even sometimes, I will tell you, some people can say some of the most asinine things on the planet. I tend to do that. But when you say something and how you reply, it's not always how the context of the information comes across. So I want you to think about that, especially when we start talking about cyberbullying. And as I made the post, a lot of people gave me a lot of references about people in school and all that stuff. Let's be real. This still happens as adults. This still happens in workplaces. Some people just know how to hide it way better than others. And some people can sit here and go, well, Jay, sometimes you bully some people out there. I don't know if I call it bullying. Sometimes I call it challenging the status quo. It's not a bully thing. A company is not a person. An organization is not a person. I don't go after people individually. Normally, I normally go after organizations. Yeah, I do. I realize that I do. But I'm kind of getting sidetracked off of the subject. As we talk about this, though, we need to really focus on what we're doing and how we're interacting with people. People are people. I know that there's a lot of questions and a lot of stuff that comes up of, well, do you really apply the golden rule? Well, what do you think? You can use the golden rule. You can treat people with respect. The thing is, there's kind of this double life here when it comes to this duality of, I live behind a camera, I live behind a keyboard, I live behind these different things, and this is my digital life, and then I'm here in the real world. Sometimes I think that the superhero that people portray behind their keyboard is not the person that they are in the real world. And this has definitely given us a duality when it comes to a lot of things in life. I think pretty much I'm a jackass when it comes to this side of the event and that other side of the equation. I don't think I'm much different on either one. But that's my opinion. Regardless of how good or bad you are in life, you will always be a villain in somebody else's story. But at times, you know if you are doing something intentional to drive people one way or the other. Think about that. Now, right now, I want to give reference real quick to the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, or Lifeline, better saying. If you are running into issues where you are struggling with depression, if you are struggling with suicidal thoughts, call 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-TALK or 1-800-273-8255. You can also go to the suicidepreventionlifeline.org for more information, and they'll be able to assist you right there. Anyways, I appreciate everything that you guys do here. All of the Safety FMers, I think that's how we're going to move forward. I kept on saying Safety FM listeners, but Safety FMers seems to be sticking. So I appreciate all the Safety FMers and everything that they do, and listening to the different shows that we have available, supporting the different podcasts, the different shows, the different things that we do, even listening to the radio station. I'm always amazed on the amount of people that come out and take a listen to what we have going on. So I appreciate that. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM. And that is the listeners, or the FMers, however you want to take a look at it. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
Duh.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast,
Jay Allen.